So far this year, children have set 4 fires in Columbus, some deadly. In January, 2 adults were killed in a Franklinton fire started by kids playing with fireworks. 3 days later, 2 young brothers died in an apartment fire they set in Franklinton. In May, a 2-year-old girl died in a fire lit by her sibling. And just last month, a grandfather was critically injured when his grandson set a fire on a bed on the east side. In cases where the children survived, they were referred to the Columbus Division of Fire's Juvenile Fire Setter program that's meant to deter children from playing with fire. About 20 years ago, the city of Columbus bought what was then Bishop Worley High School on the south side. A small statue of St. Francis of Assisi still sits on the property. Today, the campus houses the Division of Fire's Administration and Training Center. It's here that firefighters learn what to look for when they're trying to determine what started a fire. Fire Captain Jeff Martin says investigators use a systematic approach and look for patterns, starting from the least burned to the most burned area of the structure.
We look at all the smoke patterns, all the burn patterns and high heat patterns, hose wash patterns. Everything in that fire structure has a story to tell us to help point us in the right direction.
While hard data is difficult to come by, Martin says this year there appears to be a spike in the number of house fires started by children. He says there's a certain pattern to that kind of blaze.
They'll set fires in their closets. They'll set fires under their beds, on their beds, or to their beds. Usually they'll sneak away and set fire somewhere that's hidden away.
When 2 little brothers playing with matches started a fire in their Franklinton apartment earlier this year, the consequences were deadly. Both of the boys died in the fire, while their mother and baby brother escaped unharmed. The mother later admitted to fire investigators that she had caught her 5-year-old playing with matches before. Fire experts say parents, often embarrassed by the perceived stigma of their children playing with fire, can be reluctant to get help or think they can deal with the issue themselves. For the past 20 years, longtime firefighter Ricky Scott has led a program to deter children who start fires. Scott says approximately 150 kids are referred to the division's Juvenile Fire Setters program every year.
We use some age-appropriate material. We sit down and we may have to use some animals in order to talk with them to get them to calm down and to open up. And then we talk about why. A lot of times, again, is curiosity and accessibility.
Ricky Scott says kids who start fires are difficult to categorize. But both Martin and Scott agree boys are more likely to start fires than girls. Scott says they do it for a variety of reasons.
Whether it was boredom, whether it was anger, whether it was lashing out at being abused, it's just different things for different children.
Arson investigator Jeff Martin notes that even 4- and 5-year-olds often associate flames with fun.
They get a lot of exposure to bonfires or fires in fireplaces and fireworks and candles at birthday parties, and they see a lot of times when fire is used as a fun thing, and they start becoming curious with it and don't understand how quickly it can get out of control.
Both Martin and Scott caution parents to keep matches and lighters out of sight, preferably in a lockbox like a gun. A gun, Ricky Scott says, has the potential to shoot 6 people, but a fire in an apartment building has the potential to hurt or kill many more. Marilyn Smith, WOSU News.